AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. At the G20 summit in Indonesia, President Biden said even with a strong midterm election, Democrats still lack the power to put abortion rights into law.
I don't think they can expect much of anything other than we're going to maintain our positions.
No charges against former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani over his dealings with Ukrainian figures in the run-up to the 2020 presidential election. Prosecutors with the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan say they made the decision after reviewing electronic evidence gathered in raids on Giuliani's home and law office in April 2021. Giuliani has been under federal scrutiny for several years over his work in Ukraine. He was central to former President Donald Trump's effort to dig up dirt against then-candidate Joe Biden and to press Ukraine for an investigation into Biden and his son, Hunter. In Charlottesville, Virginia.
This is an unimaginably sad day for our community.
University of Virginia President Jim Ryan. A student was arrested in a Richmond suburb. He's charged with the shooting deaths of three members of the school's football team and the wounding of two other people. There's no word yet on a possible motive. Another legal setback for President Biden's plan to forgive some student loan debt. AP's Jackie Quinn has this.
A three-judge panel with the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals has agreed to keep in place a preliminary injunction that blocks the loan forgiveness program while the appeal process continues in court. This comes just days after a federal judge in Texas also blocked the program, saying it couldn't be done without congressional authority. One of the plaintiffs, Nebraska's Republican Attorney General, says this latest ruling recognizes that the attempt to forgive more than $400 billion in student loan debt threatens serious harm to the economy. The Biden administration appealed the Texas court ruling and is expected to appeal this new one as well. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
This is AP News. Threats made against schools in the U.S. might have come from outside the country. Here's the AP's Norman Hall.
Federal agents believe a recent spate of threats and false reports of shooters at high schools and colleges across the U.S. may be coming from outside the country. So far, officials have identified calls to about 250 colleges, 100 high schools, and several junior high schools since early June, falsely reporting explosive devices being planted at the schools or saying that a shooting was imminent. Earlier this year, dozens of historically black colleges were targeted by calls or emails threatening to set off bombs on their campuses. According to an official, an investigation shows some of the threats were made by minors, and a subsequent set of threats came from callers who could be located outside of the U.S. Norman Hall, Washington.
Modest losses to start the week. The Dow dropped 211, while the NASDAQ fell 127, and the S&P dropped 35 points. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.